Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny system. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny system comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. So now get two snack wraps plus fries and a medium soft drink for just $8.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California and for delivery.
Guys, get ready. This episode is going to be sexy. It's all about Jen's butt.
That's right. If you're wondering why I wore brown today, it's to talk about my colonoscopy prep.
Yo, it's the colonoscopy episode.
Woo! So sexy, you guys.
So sexy. And actually, riveting.
You know what's sexy? Being healthy and alive to live
and
your life.
You got a shiny colon.
Are we podcasting?
Because we're podcasting. I think we're all just feeling a little old right now.
Old as can be.
And when, oh, you know, God. When our celebration is Jen's colonoscopy, we're
going to get into it.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
I also was thinking that I'm really proud of you that you did it. And I also think that it's something that we should celebrate. But I also recognize this is not something that 25-year-olds celebrate.
But
they're,
you know,
like,
what?
How wasted can I get it? TGI Fridays.
Well, hey, I still am living that part of my brain as well. But listen, I think at 25, I wish I would have known this stuff. So that's why I'm going to force Kristen to talk about it. And also because she's getting hers.
What do you mean force me to talk about it? Force me to talk about getting my colon?
Yeah,
my
getting your colon checked. The
my
old
little
one, two,
wet,
in the poop, in the number two shoot. Yeah. Yep. Yeah, it was something.
Well,
but
let's remind everybody, you can find us wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah.
Rate, review, subscribe, all that good stuff.
Subscribe,
send it to a friend.
For sure. Yeah. Tell your friends about us.
We are going to be on tour, which is very exciting. You can go to imomsohard.com to see all of the show dates and cities. Which
That's
is
a really great Christmas gift for your mom friends. Yeah.
And also, just drop the hint to your husband. If your husband wants to make you happy,
yeah,
just say, I want to take some of my girlfriends to the I Mom So Hard show. He'll buy tickets. You'll come home. You'll have a few cocktails. You'll feel good about yourself. You guys will bang it out. He'll
yep.
be so happy.
Bang it out.
This literally, we do get emails from the husbands that are like, I don't know what you did, but it was great. Like,
yep.
she's never felt better.
I know there are some I Mom So Hard Live
there's,
babies out there.
There's I Mom So Hard Live babies.
Yep.
And there are my I Mom So Hard labors. Like, they came to the show, laughed so hard, they went
oh,
into
yeah.
labor.
We I'm are proud of that.
We're proud of that. So go to imomsohard.com for tickets. And also, thank you for your constant love and support, because we know there's a lot of competition out there, and we're just really proud of the fact that we get to go make you guys laugh.
We know you have your choices in podcasting and also ticket buying, so we appreciate you spending your time.
Now let's talk about Jen's asshole. I was very proud of Jenny for doing a really, really fucking funny video about her colonoscopy that is so real and so awesome. And I literally think when you can make something like that funny, people are more inclined to actually go do the thing. And colonoscopies are the easiest way to detect and to literally get rid of the thing that causes cancer in your colon.
Right.
So they go in and they lance them off. So it is something we should all be doing.
Yeah.
And I do mine in 2 weeks, but I was really proud of Jenny. It was not easy. And so we're going to hear all about it.
It's not easy. And both of us have been kicking that can down the road. You're supposed to do
Me
it
more.
45.
Hey.
So you are. That's when they recommend it. And then if you get the all clear, you just do it every 10 years. So this is what I learned. This is the most important thing that I learned. I have a great what kind of doctor is it?
Endobotologist?
I thought it was a proctologist, y'all. It's not.
That is not.
It's an endo.
It's not, a GI doctor.
It's a
right?
GI doctor. So he was great. We did the Zoom, and he was so.
You did a Zoom colonoscopy?
Nope. We did a Zoom to cool? make sure I, you know, I knew what to do, that I was a good candidate to do it, that I needed to have it done.
I haven't
all
done that,
that
Zoom yet. They were just like, here's a thing at CVS. Go, to it, and it came out in a looks like a grocery bag. Of supplies that are going to make me blow butt.
Well, that was part two of mine. I don't know. But this was the important part, was that he said, what we do is we go in and we look for polyps. Because if you don't have polyps, you can't get colon cancer.
That's right. That's what I was trying to say. That's
yeah.
amazing.
So that to me is like, as somebody who's type A, wants to control, likes to worry, what you're doing is just eliminating a thing you can worry about if you don't have them. Because
and you were,
yeah. Because I had, I would like to show you, Kristen.
Oh God,
what they gave
oh,
me.
Oh my God,
they gave
Jen,
me what? Am I not allowed to show? Look, yeah, there's.
I should have been able to accept. You should have said, please.
I have 11
the images
photos
you're gonna see
of my colon.
Jesus
here.
Christ!
But I'll tell you what,
we're too close.
They don't. There's no frame of reference for them because you can't
them.
Tell. Like, I could tell you that's my esophagus table? And you'd have no idea because it's nice and clean, which I'll
Look,
tell you how
a,
that happens.
It has a tattoo.
Yeah.
It says so, Padre Island, 97.
They make sure you don't have polyps. If while they're in there, if you have some, they'll take them off. If they're too extensive, then they'll schedule a time to get them all off and they will
biopsy them. Here's yeah. what I'm going to say, and I'm not a medical professional. This is a beautiful colon.
Thank you. That's what I thought too.
There's literally, it looks just like a straw. Like
it looks very clean.
It looks very clean. You're right. If I was looking at this, I wouldn't know what I'm looking at.
That is what Sam Goodbody had on his like uniform. You know, that like bodysuit with all your body parts. It looks exactly like my colon.
That's a clean colon.
There's not a lot of things I belong in like a photography book for, but maybe my colon could be in
your
like
your colon could be a model.
Yeah.
It's a good colon. The only one that's concerning is that, but I don't know what I'm looking at.
So there are parts of your colon that are smaller and they do puff air in there, which was interesting. I did the cleanse that you got to do. I'll
okay,
get into that
talk
in
about
more
that
detail.
Separate and apart.
But they also will puff air into your colon to like, so they can get the camera in there.
Oh, no.
So I did come out with my jeans fitting tighter for a couple of reasons.
God. And then
yeah.
you're like,
yeah. I play the bagpipes, you guys. Okay, there's so much to tell you about
okay, first
it.
First of all, let's
okay.
go backwards. I'm going to walk you back.
All right.
So they give you a kit to like clean you out. Talk about that.
I did it, and you were supposed to take the kit with your poop sample on it and drop it off at a lab.
She did that wrong. She sent her poop
I sent
to the
it
wrong
through
people.
The mail. Yeah. So
to
I
some
get
Joe that's going to be
somebody who opens the mail at one of those places is going to be like, what the actual fuck? Who is this dumb? But I didn't know. So what you've done is you've ruined your stool sample. They can't do anything with it at that point. Like they've called somebody's called OSHA. So they're wearing their hazmat suit.
I love how you like send your poop sample to some. I just want it to be. I want
How
it to be
am I
sent to a
to
random
know?
Person, and they're like, "Who the? What did I fucking order at Etsy? Like, are they?"
All of it was very foreign to me. It looks like a you know, one of those like spoolie things that you use to brush your eyelashes or put your mascara
We're
on.
So sexy.
It looks like that, and then you're supposed to get a poop sample on
Good
it,
God,
stick
ma'am.
It in the tube, and send it in. And so I did it wrong, and my doctor was like. We're not even going to try with you anymore. We're going to send you straight to colonoscopy. So,
yeah, that's what they said to me, too. They were like, you got to poop on this. And I'm like, January, They're like, no.
What I want to remind you is Kristen has an aunt who's got special needs.
She does.
And she was able to do the poop test.
Honest to God, I'm so glad you brought that up. I got to give a shout out to my mom and to my Aunt Lois, who is... special needs. She has a lot of deficits.
Yep.
And my mom drew a picture for her to be able to do her own Cologuard
test.
And Lois did it all by herself, yep. which is such an it's unbelievable yeah. that she did it. And then it's unbelievable that you sent it to the wrong
I know.
Address.
It's I have not that I didn't have the ultimate respect for Lois to begin with, because she's always in a good mood and remembers everybody's
and
birthdays and special occasions.
Such a
which,
much higher savings account than I
oh
do.
Oh my God.
And she
so much more responsible.
Had one job for 30 years.
But I did it wrong. So they were like, do not pass, go directly to the
Yeah,
poop
where did you
doctor.
Send the poop?
Okay.
To like City National Bank?
Somebody at LabCorp who's just going through resumes or something like that is like, like, what's this?
They think it's like a hate crime because you didn't get a job as a teller.
They had like, all my information, including my social security number on it.
This is like leaving a steamer. What is it when you leave a bag of poop on burning on a front step?
Oh, yeah.
And then they
basically I did yeah, that. You yeah, left I didn't Cleveland set it. Steamer. I'm having wine because you got to do a big cleanse. So I've gone days without wine and I'm due.
So you get all this powder. Talk about the Miralax and the mixture.
Okay. You have to do a cleanse because they want your colon not only to not have poop in it, but be clean. You've got to flush it out. You've got water has got to go through your colon.
There's something now, about that sounds very good.
Yes.
Everybody says you feel squeaky clean and you get a good nap.
Yes. So there are a lot of benefits to it. And I just want to say, like childbirth, it is not as hard as childbirth, but everybody has a very different experience with
it.
Now, for me, it was hard because that's why I have advice for you about it.
Oh, boy.
I learned that I have a slow system. I didn't think I did. I thought I was like really fast, like in and out, like food in quickly
out. Okay.
But I don't think I do because I followed everything to the letter because I'm like, I don't want to mess this up. I want it to be once every 10 years and to get it right. And everybody said to me, just follow what they say.
It ensures that they've got a clear image.
Right. First of all, what was really brutal was I knew I was going in. My appointment was at 10:30 the next day. So I check my documentation at 10:34 and it's like, you got to fast the next 24 hours. And I hadn't had breakfast. So I'm done. I overfasted and I'm thinking, well, that's got to be, everything has got to be mostly out at that point.
That's
right?
Even better.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't out at all. Okay. So then I haven't eaten. I'm really busy. So it says start at 4 o'clock taking Dulcolax. You're supposed to take.
Oh, God.
My instructions were two Dulcolax.
Oh, boy.
But.
It's stool softener.
Stool softener. And then you're going to drink 32 ounces of Miralax.
Let me explain to you what that looks like. Jen drank a pitcher
of Miralax.
That is so much Miralax.
And I added.
You.
Oh, my God.
Probably shit like a Christmas goose.
I did not, Kristen. So then
you did it.
You do that at 5 o'clock. So starting at five, then an hour later, you do 8 ounces of Miralax, 8 ounces of Miralax every 15 minutes. Okay.
I kind of want to crap right now talking
hearing about
Miralax.
It. Okay. Cause it tastes like you drink Miralax and you're like, is this shit that I'm drinking? It feels like you've cut out the middleman. It tastes so bad.
Gross.
So you can add something like lemon juice to it, apple juice
you
to it.
You added Sprite.
I added Sprite. Don't do that. I'll never drink Sprite again.
Everybody said don't do that.
Never. I'll never do it. The carbonation, it fills you up.
It was funny because as you opened the carbonated 7-Up.
And it exploded.
I thought to myself, I don't think I've ever heard of anybody using 7-Up. She must have done a bunch of research.
No.
She's doing something with the carbonation.
It was the harbinger of explosions to come, I will tell you. So that happens. And then it says, at 9 o'clock, you're supposed to do the whole thing all over again.
Uh-huh.
So at 9 o'clock, and I hadn't gone. I had 32 ounces, and they say, stay well hydrated. I had 32 ounces of Miralax in me. I'm drinking ice water with lemon, just trying it.
Are you getting any rumble in the Bronx at this point?
I had a one-man band going in my belly, but nothing is coming out. So at 9 o'clock, two more Dulcolax.
Oh, boy.
1 hour later, I got to start the Miralax again. So I'm like,
another 32 ounces?
Another 32 ounces.
Oh, God.
Let me tell you what happened.
Oh, no.
We
haven't even gotten to this part yet, y'all.
This is phase one that's supposed to be easier. Like, this is one way to do your cleanse that's supposed to be easier. They say if stuff isn't coming out, you take calcium citrate.
Oh, yeah.
Which is
a laxative.
A bullet train. Okay. Yeah.
And don't take that. Or magnesium, because you think it's going to help like your hair growth. Make sure you read the bottle.
I took magnesium
one time.
Oh, I think
magnesium citrate.
That's the one.
And
that's the one I was supposed to take.
I was like in the middle of like a TJ Maxx being like,
okay.
Do I need to ask for a bag?
So you can do that and you can skip all of this. You can just do that one. So, and then you just have to make sure that you're drinking lots of water to like flush everything out. So back to 10 p.m. I start with my first 8 ounces of Miralax and I go, Britt, I don't think I can do this. I've already had the sweats. I've already been laying on the bathroom floor going, when is shit literally coming out? Yes. Nothing.
Still nothing at 10 o'clock at night?
I was so nauseous and I was so uncomfortable. And I go, Britt, will you go get me a bowl? I'm laying in bed. I can't stand up. I'm so nauseous. I go, will you go get me a bowl? He goes, yes. And I'm like, come on, give myself this pep talk. You can do this. I go for my second 8 ounces, throw it back up into the glass, into the bowl. I fill the entire like salad
with
bowl
barf?
With barf. And it's
all. I would just like everybody to know she's not going to use that bowl again, right? No,
well,
when you grow up in the 80s, there's one bowl. It's for it popcorn yeah, and no, for barf.
This one I got to get rid of because it's plastic. And I feel like whatever was in me ate through the plastic seal because it was like nuclear. Yeah, trigger warning. If you have a really active peristaltic response, you don't want to listen to this episode.
What's that?
Gag reflex? Gag reflex, yeah. He's like, for 4 hours that was in there, it's got to be enough. So I set my alarm for 5 a.m. because it says if it's not...
You still haven't pooped at this point?
I have not pooped
at
this
geez,
point.
Oh, jeez, Jen.
But I was really sure that when I barfed, it would like work everything out, like in a violent way. Yeah. So I set my alarm for 5 a.m. because you have to take the other bottle of whatever, magnesium or whatever it is, citrate. You are supposed to drink that if you haven't started the poop process 3 to 4 hours before your appointment. So 5 a.m., I haven't gone. So I'm like, okay.
Oh, no.
And you know what, Kristen? I didn't think it was that bad to drink it. I thought, I want you to do that
instead of
the Miralax.
Okay.
Because I don't drink 32 ounces of water on a good day.
Well, because you know that I'm barf prone.
You're not going to. This is doing like, anything. You know what this felt like to me? This is how my brain equated it. It was like doing maybe 3 lemon drop shots, like good size ones.
Oh, yeah. And I enjoy those. Because
it's very lemony.
You know what else was gross that you and I didn't think was super gross was when we had to do the glucose test.
No.
And
no.
I was like, oh, this is just like super high intensity Kool-Aid. And then you drink it. If you're over 35 and you had a baby, you do a glucose test. They give you this bottle of.
Don't eat a whole pumpkin pie before you come in to do this.
They were like, they were going to admit me. I was on bed rest, man. I just eaten a plate of cookies and I didn't know I had to do that test. And then I went in and they were like,
your readings are dangerous.
Can I do it again? Can I do it one more time? Because I think I've been emotionally eating.
Yeah. You drink it and you're like, that's all of that I can drink. That's all I can drink.
And this you're saying I could do instead of doing the Miralax? Okay.
Yeah.
And it's terrified.
It really was easier. And when I tell you, it says it should start working in an hour, like clockwork.
Oh boy.
I started peeing out my butt. So everything starts to come out. And as you go, everything goes from like.
Jen's like 0 to 16.
Like a paint swatch. It goes, you know, like picture you're picking out a brown trim for your house.
God.
And it goes, you know, it gets lighter and lighter. Yeah.
And it gets lighter?
Oh yeah, it gets clearer and clearer. It goes to like a yellow.
What?
Yep. Until it's just yellow. There's not anything in it. It's just liquid. And then it goes to like almost you can see through it and it's coming out of your tush. So luckily on the 45 minute ride to the, also schedule it near your house. I didn't think about that.
I do have it scheduled near my
house. Okay, good. Cause I didn't think of that. And I could have been stuck in traffic for an hour and a half and I might not have made it.
No. So, and somebody told me to wear an adult diaper and I'm like, look, we've already established that this is, I have no dignity left. Sure.
Yeah.
I'll wear one of those. If that means I'm not going to crap my pants.
I looked at my husband like after the bowl thing happened and I was like, we are married and I want you to remember that I did this with you and I have not brought it up. So let's just act like I'm a beautiful, sexy model. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like that this never happens.
Everybody poops, Jen. Everybody. And sometimes I have to remind myself.
Raise your hand if you want your nails to look perfect all the time. Me too. I'm Sarah Gibson Tuttle from Olive & June, and this is exactly why we created the Manny System. We wanted to make it possible for everyone everywhere to give themselves a beautiful manicure at home. With our tools and our long-lasting polish, each manicure with our Manny System comes out to just $2. That's right, $2. No more $30, $40, $50 manis that you get at a salon and they take hours. Now you can paint your nails on your time and love them more than ever. And by the way, when people ask, who did your nails? Where did you get them done? You're going to proudly say, I did them myself. Get 20% off your first Manny system with code DIYNAIL20 at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20. That's code DIYNAIL20 for 20% off at oliveandjune.com/DIYNAIL20.
New Year, same extra value meals at McDonald's. Now get a savory sausage McMuffin with egg, plus hash browns, and a small coffee for just $5.
For limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Prices may be higher in Hawaii, Alaska, and California, and for delivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
When I tell you, you get to the appointment, and you have to have somebody drive you home. So my husband, like,
yeah.
I scheduled it on the day my kids didn't have school, which was also a mistake. Because then you have a lot of questions about colonoscopies that you don't necessarily want to have
You're
to
like
answer.
You're sweating through your brow.
Yeah. They're like, what's wrong? Like, I'm like, is this what it's like to be a drug addict? And your kids are like, are you okay?
And you're like, not until I get it fixed.
Yeah. I was like, I'm not okay, but I will be okay.
Yeah.
So, but you need to know they were there so you can understand what my pickup looked like. So you have never been to a doctor.
They came to the pickup?
Oh, yeah. You have never been to a doctor's appointment where they get you in back behind the counter faster than when you go to get your colonoscopy because they know they've got a loose cannon.
Yeah.
Literally. Yeah.
And literally.
Yeah.
So they get you in and they're like, come on.
They go, they're like, okay, did you fill out your paperwork? Because if not, you're going to have to do this on the clipboard. We want you to email it to us because people go up there and they're like shaking.
Yeah, they're like,
I haven't eaten. I have to poop. Where's the bathroom? And theirs in the back of the office was actually not working. And I went,
stop.
The nurse was like, can you believe this is the worst place for it not to be working? And I was
You've
like,
gotta stop.
That restroom, for God's sake, sees a lot of damage. Okay.
Yeah, man.
No
industrial
wonder.
This
yes.
Shit.
Yes. No one, like if you don't have top of the line Toto in there, like we're talking a 10 grand, like yeah. Commercial that, grade toilet.
100%.
So they're
and
doing
then if
work.
You don't at least have an outhouse, like so have something.
She says to me, which I never imagined would be such magic words, but as we're sitting there and she's taking my vitals, like telling me where to put the gown on, I go, I might have to go again. And she goes, the one here is broken, but she goes, they'll suction you out when you get out there, when you get in there. And I was like, okay, great. I've never wanted the words, I'll suction you out more than her saying that.
But
I was like,
on some level at that point, you're like, fine.
You're like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Jesus, take the wheel. God, guide me through this.
I'm spent. I'm emotionally spent. It is so much of your brain to worry about crapping your pants in a car ride.
Well, you only have one thing to worry about.
My kids.
So you don't care about any of the other things.
My kids in the car ride were like, play this song. Play Justin Bieber. And I was
not at all.
Don't play anything. Just everybody shut up and let me clench my fists, okay? It was so much stress that I got in there. I was like, I know
Please,
you legally.
I'll take the drip.
As soon as I have signed off on this, you legally get me out of here alive. It was how I
Did
felt.
Did they have to put an IV in you?
Yes. Okay. So part Ooh. Two. Let's get into it. I'm just going to tell you guys
Please.
The truth. You are probably a stronger person than I am. So I get in there. I have blood sugar kind of stuff, anyways. Haven't eaten.
And you don't like needles.
I hate all that shit.
I mean,
so
if it's
I get in my gown. It's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. It's literally my brain. Not controlling, just self-sabotaging. I don't know what it is, but I can't control it. I'm going to prove to you how much I can't control it. So like we get in there and she's like, here's your gown. They lay me down on the bed and I see her grab all the stuff for an IV. And I'm like, whoa, what's that?
Why do I have to do that?
I thought you were going to do the mask on me when I paid extra for propofol, which is a great nap, you guys. I totally recommend it.
Do I have to pay extra for that?
Well, for my plan, it was $300.
I want two.
It's the only thing. It didn't cost anything because it's preventative. You don't have to pay anything. You can do it for free. They give you like the loosey goosey. So you're Kana.
No.
I want out. Knock me out. Because everybody says that nap is so worth it.
I want them to do my chin while I'm in there. I don't even care if it's a GI doctor.
Can we do more? Yeah. Just make this time efficient.
Look, man, you've got to run. You got to know how to do something. You're running suction. Take it up here and let's do 2-for-1 this shit. That's what I say.
I'm in my dress, my gown, open from the back, no undies on. I got my no-slip socks on. And I just start to feel very defenseless with her going to put an IV in. And I go, all right, I had a nurse tell me when I was very young, you need to know that I pass out easily. I can be laying down and pass out, but I've like fallen off the table before. She made me swear to tell you. She goes, well, we'll get you laid down. I go, when they did my IV for my C-section for my daughter, I told her I was going to pass out, and she goes, you can't. You're lying down. 10 seconds later, I am out cold. And my husband told me I farted. Like, you're not, like, well,
at this space, it feels like they would be fine with that. But that there would be a little maybe back end.
There, honestly, nobody, like, you can hear the curtains next door and stuff. You can, you're not hearing people fart. They're like, what color is it? And they're like, yellow. They're like, right on. Great job. Looks like that cleanse.
It's so
casual.
Destigmatized.
Oh my God.
It must feel kind of nice because it's vulnerable.
Totally. It's like,
but it's nice to know, like, ain't nothing I got back there you ain't seen before.
That nurse has talked about crap 9,000 times, the one that's prepping you.
That's what I say about mammograms, too. I'm like,
so
ain't
easy.
Nothing about your boobs or your middle chub that they haven't moved around 50 other times.
I mean, mine was so great. She's like, oh, good. You did the propofol. You'll have a nice little nap.
God bless her.
And then she was like, no alcohol in the last 24 hours. I'm like, no. She goes, well, we've had people ask about white wine. And I'm like, don't think I didn't wonder. I mean, yeah.
I did think that you were allowed to have alcohol, but now I know.
No, because it can mess up your anesthesia. And control freaky.
I'm not
scared
going
I'm gonna
out
make myself die.
On the anesthesia of a colonoscopy, y'all.
Hell no.
Maybe something else, but not that. So I'm not gonna have a straw in my ass
no.
and then
you
die on
me?
The table.
Yeah, like, ma'am, what did you do? Go on a bar crawl last night? What happened? No, I'm not doing that way. So she goes to put the IV in for me and she's like, you're doing great. And I go, but I don't feel very good. I'm laying down. I'm shaky. I feel like a baby, honestly. I feel like a child. And this woman is mommy.
For you.
She was great about it. I go, I'm going to be sick. She goes, you don't have anything in you. Like, you haven't drank in 3 hours. I go, I'm going to barf. So she goes and she gets me
the blue bag,
one of those little kidney bean cups. My body is so fucking convinced that it needs to die in situations that I just start dry heaving. There's nothing in my body to come out and I'm and scared I'm going to literally shit the bed because I'm convulsing so much. And now they brought in the anesthesiologist. Everybody is in there staring at me on this bed and I'm like, okay, you're nothing in, but I'm going to poop. I feel like it's going to come out. I'm going to poop. And she goes, I'm going to go ahead while this IV's in, and I'm going to put some anti-nausea medication in. Yeah.
So
she tacks me down off the ledge and I'm okay. Exactly. Yeah. So that shot of whatever it was,
like
Narcan or whatever the fuck they put into my IV, calmed me right down, you guys.
God bless pharmaceuticals.
Oh my, I guess it was Zofran. I don't know.
Yeah,
something
Zofran.
The drip
is very effective. I think that's a miracle drug.
It was immediately. I have a really good story about Zofran and how they like got that drug to market too.
Is it from chemo?
It is. And it was because whoever was, I could tell the story wrong, so don't anybody sue us, but I worked for a pharmaceutical company, and the person who had worked on introducing Zofran had somebody that had come to like talk to us had worked on the team that got it to market.
Yeah.
And what happened was this guy that was Surgeon General in the 80s had a good friend who was a physician in like Iowa, and they had this little girl who they thought they could save from this cancer that was in her spine. But they were like, she will not survive if the chemo vomits. With this vomit, because like her neck will break, her everything.
Yeah, you're brittle.
So he took a flight to the Surgeon General, and it was before they had like that usage where so, and they asked them, could they speed this to market? And they did. They got like a 48-hour, whatever it was.
It really does work so fast.
Yeah. It worked so fast.
As somebody who has nausea and somebody who has also had her mother-in-law and her dad get the flu at the exact same time and caused just an eruption of barfing.
Yes.
When we took them to the doctor, they each got a prescription of Zofran.
Yeah.
And it literally saved us because I could not keep up with that.
Yeah.
And so, you know.
Nauseous is the worst thing for me.
It knocks you off your game.
Peeing out my butt, totally fine. Nauseous, I cannot
Because you're not yourself.
Yes.
You have nothing. You can't think of anything else.
Yes.
And you do think you're going to barf at any time.
Yeah. It's literally, you're not in control.
And I like burp. I'm like.
Me too. I was like.
Oh my God. That's me and car sickness. I can't even get into it. How many times I've barfed in Ubers and they're like.
That's why too. I think you should just do the drink.
Okay.
Because you'll get it down. You won't get nauseous.
Okay. So you're on the table. They give you the drip. They give you the Zofran.
Yeah. And then this beautiful.
Tell me about the. And I want to know about the anesthesia.
It was very lovely, and I will tell you that they wheel me in there. The anesthesiologist, the CRNA that did it, was so nice. Asked me all these questions. She's like, "Hon, you're going to be fine." Again, like, congrats on choosing the propofol. Wonderful little nap you're going to get. They get me in the room, and Dr. Sizer, who was so sweet on the Zoom and stuff like that, he's like, "You have a long morning, hon." They told him that I'd been gotten sick and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Yeah, but I just want to get this over with."
Yeah.
He's like, "How did the cleanse go?" I go,
"Not great.
I think I did it good enough. I hope I did." And so like I looked, and on my report, he said, adequate, required, I got to tell you exactly what he said.
I mean, if anybody needs to know who we are, it's this episode.
Required extensive irrigation. Suctioning and flushing utilized. So I did my best. I did my best, and your best is clearly good enough, okay? Because they were like, she can't handle more than this. We've done all that we can with
God
this one.
God bless her and keep her.
And he like patted my hand. He's like, just take some deep breaths and I'll wake you up afterwards. And I took a couple deep breaths and I was like, this smells great. And that was it.
Really?
And then he's waking me up a couple deep breaths, literally that.
You're like,
I didn't have weird dreams. I didn't have anything. I woke up and I felt like I had a glass of wine is it.
Because I was convinced when I got my boobs done. What's up?
That's different. That's
first
general.
First and only time I had general anesthesia.
Yeah.
I remember being like, I have it in my head, and I think most people do, that I'm going to outsmart and outmuscle.
Yeah, it's
anesthesia.
Not going to work
do
on
not
me.
Everybody? Does everybody think like that? Or do am I the only one?
The control for
I literally am like, this is going to be one of those stories where I'm under, but I can't scream, and I'm going to no. I'm going to be trapped in my body and I'm going to feel everything.
You can hear one from Metallica playing in your head. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I thought for sure. And then they gave it to me and my friend Allie was there cause she was going to take me home after. And I was like, Allie, I think I'm going to, she said, I fell asleep to the anesthesia so fast that they were like already, like I was the opposite of.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I didn't know there was a difference. So there's propofol, which is just makes you go night-night?
It is. If they do it through an IV, it wears off much faster and it doesn't stay in your system as long as doing it, inhaling it, I guess.
Okay. So it's a drip. Does it work?
How do you mean?
Like, does it make you sleep? Is it like,
yes.
Or are you just like...
It is like a sleep substitute. Like it really is. It's different than like a numbing effect. It's like a sleeping effect.
So from beginning to end, how long were you asleep?
I think the whole thing maybe would have taken shorter time if I didn't need extensive irrigation. But like I know. Hey, it is what it is, people. It's hard to be a beauty queen. But
I love that you're talking this openly about it. I think it's great. You talking openly about it makes it funny and less scary.
I don't give two shits. I gave way more than
you
that.
Gave
you
way
guys.
More.
So much more. then he, and the Dr. Sizer came and woke me up. He goes, "You're all done, hon." Like, aww, just so nice and so sweet about it. And then he said to me, he goes, "Everything was great. No polyps. We'll see you in 10 years. And I was like, oh my God, I could have cried.
That's
it was so
interesting
worth it.
Because I guess my question would be, if they're like, "We'll see you in 10 years, the polyps themselves must take a while to grow.
Well,
right?
If you have a family.
And that's not me discouraging anybody. Don't be dumb.
No. Well, if you have a family history,
they're due every 5 years.
Because I have family who does have polyps.
Yeah.
So, direct family. So I thought it would probably be 5 years or something. But since they checked it, and I don't. Now, there was a woman that commented that said, if you have like fresh, you know the difference between like fresh blood in your stool, meaning it like came from like.
Like a little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rather than like, if there's like blood coming from your stomach, it'll come out black or very dark.
Good God,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, if there's blood coming from your colon, it might come out like kind of red.
Okay.
So your polyps can bleed. If you have that, you need to go in sooner.
Yeah.
Because she had had a colonoscopy, didn't have polyps, and within the 5 years had gotten them. And that the blood
and
is
that
how she
red.
Knew. Yeah.
Blood in the stool is a big indicator from what I read.
So they checked her before then. So if you have any other indicators, go in. Because all they have to do, God willing, is they just get rid of them and you're fine.
They literally sear them off.
Yes.
And then they send them to biopsy.
Also, ladies, if you're around that age where, you know, if you got hemorrhoids from childbirth, they can band them when they do your colonoscopy.
I'm not going to say I'm going to do that.
Two in one, ladies. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you right now, he's going to do my chin.
They can band
I'm
upstairs and downstairs.
So hot. I'm going to come out. I'm going to have such a glow up. My colon is going to be like, whoop. And my fucking chin's going to be smaller and I'm going to have no more hemi.
She's like,
not that I have them, but maybe I do.
Can you go in and wrap my small intestine a whole bunch so that I've got a flatter stomach? Yeah. No, I know.
Can you take off the extra skin around my belly button? Can you just flip me over and do something else?
So that
even if you're not certified, I'll take it.
Listen, all of it, the more you know about your body, the better. And so for him to say, "We'll see you in 10 years," was great. And then, but if anything happens, I'll go in sooner, you know? Yeah. And so maybe it would, if I notice any of these indicators, I'll go in again. And
but
now I know how to do
from
it better.
Such, like this experience, you're talking from such an educated place.
Which I was.
Because you had a firsthand experience and you didn't have any of that
before.
I
never have. Like when I heard people say I have polyps, I didn't know what that meant.
Yeah.
I thought it was like growths in there and like, oh, those are common, right? But like, it's just nice to know we get rid of those. Your
you
chances
move on.
Of can't. Yeah. Like that's such a good thing to know. And I didn't know that. I didn't know any of that. So I'm really glad to know it.
And I think as you get older, you start to go, all right, if I just go and I'm uncomfortable for this amount of time, I get a peace of mind. And right now, all that does is just lifts this part of me and I'm able to like operate a little bit more clearly.
Yeah. I would worry about it.
Yeah. Because you do like I'm behind on mine. I should have had it a couple years ago. And of course, in my head, I'm like, okay, now you're going to have cancer because you waited.
Yes.
That's what I think.
Again, that control thing. I can control the universe. And
I'm going to have to tell them I need 2 propofols.
Well, they'll keep giving it to you if they do have to go
in
there and find
a
couple extra things. Yeah.
I have a suspicion I'm going to have to be irrigated also.
I'm telling you,
it's going to be my colonoscopy glow up.
I've given you a little bit of a heads up. I want it to go through me predictably. Like, that's why I think that stuff is good. You do the lemon drop shot stuff.
I'm with you because I think I can clinch and like beat Miralax.
Yeah. Well,
I need something that's like a Roto-Rooter that's just going to like explosion. Like incoming.
My body was so slow with the Miralax that actually you're not supposed to have to go potty after you get it done. And I did all last night.
Oh boy.
So my doctor was very understanding, I think, and great about it. But
so
like,
interesting.
My body was very behind. So
you're
I would
crap out like quarters that you ate when you were a toddler.
Oh God. I would say start earlier and do the one that they say is like hardcore. It does happen fast and it is like gurgle.
But that's the good idea,
but
right?
I think it's better.
You get that done.
Yeah.
And it gives that first flush and then you could do the Miralax
and again,
probably.
I wouldn't have gotten nauseous if I just would have done that one. If I just would have done that, it's like 8.3 ounces. If I just would have done that
it's being
one.
Being waterlogged. Also, I've Miralax and me know each other well. And it's so goddamn gross.
It's just too much.
Makes you feel like you're going to barf.
And I said to Britt, I go, I am consuming as much liquid as like the 300-pound man who does the same thing.
Yeah.
I don't have room in my stomach for 32 ounces of Miralax right now. Like, yeah. It was a lot. And
we're
a
Miralax family. And whenever I have to do it, I'm like, God damn it.
Well, I would do it 8 ounces at a time. But not 32 ounces.
That's crazy.
At a time.
It looked like a pitcher.
It was
a pitcher. And you had to do
that
2 times.
I did 2 of those. Yeah. Listen to me. If you have a family history of anything in the
colon space,
you are going to have to do it earlier. I'm just telling you the easier ways to deal with it. And the number one thing is beg for mercy from your medical professionals. They know what they're doing.
Don't read the notes. You don't really need to.
Yeah, no,
Jen didn't need to read that she got irrigated, but
yeah.
I do think she feels better knowing.
I wanted to read it all. I don't know why, but I just like to know everything.
See, and I'm the
good, the bad,
give
and the
me
ugly.
Give me the I'm clean or I'm good. And get me out of there. I don't need to see a chart or a picture. I have no interest. I am good to go. Get me out of that medical space.
Well, I tried.
And by the way, you're going to have to come and get me.
For sure I am. Yes, because
I'll walk home.
He was like, you, as soon as you feel up to it, he's like, dangle your legs off the side of the bed a little bit and you're ready to go. So I dangled my legs and I'm like, I wonder at what point I'm going to feel less drunk. Or whatever it is that's going on.
Is that what it feels like? You're like a little buzzy?
I felt like I'd had a nice big glass of wine on an empty stomach, kind of is what I felt like. And I go to like put my clothes on and I didn't take my no skid socks off and my foot kept getting stuck in my jeans, which I would have loved to have been rolling tape on that because that would have been really good to see. Had to sit down. It must have taken me 15 minutes to put my pants on, I'm telling you, till I figured out like, Jen, you need to put your regular sockies on because you're having a lot of trouble.
No skid socks on.
And then,
although I would have taken them because I would have been like, do I get these for free?
Oh, shit. I should have, right? Well,
their booties are very comfortable.
Well, I walk out and I'm feeling like I've got it all together. Everything is fine. And then I look and I see my husband and my kids sitting there.
Oh, God.
And they're like, whoa, they're making a face at me like I'm walking perpendicularly. And I was like, am I being weird? And they're like, My daughter looks a little bit scared, actually. She looks like,
why would Britt bring your kids?
We didn't have another option because they would
drop them off at home. I'm going to go get your mom from a colonoscopy.
God, I know. And the worst case was, this is how badly my brain was working. I get in the front seat and Delilah was so sweet. She's like, let's just put spa music on, just something relaxing. I get the seat heat on. I'm leaning back. And Britt's like, we should probably just like get drive through. He's like, I'm famished. I'm goddamn
You're
famished.
So hungry. You're
it has
so
been
hungry.
30, almost 40 hours of me not eating. And so I'm like, yeah, we should just get McDonald's. We should get drive through. And then I go, nope. You know what? I'm going to treat myself because I have gone so long without food and I'm really thirsty. So let's go get sushi. And I have a soy allergy, you guys.
What are you doing?
I don't know. But
you have too much confidence.
I was out of it in a way I've never been before. So we go to the sushi restaurant.
I did a colonoscopy.
Hey, everybody.
And I'm going to have a sushi roll. Sake,
I don't want to brag, but I've had extensive irrigation, so let's fill it up. I like ordered so many things, and I'm like two pieces of sushi, and I'm like, I went and got home.
Yeah,
I need to go nap.
This is not my best decision.
Everyone is laughing at me. Everyone at the table. And I even said, I go, what I need is for you guys to stop laughing at me right now.
Why would you bring that crowd?
I don't know.
Because I tell you right now, my kids would have been like, what? We can't go to sushi? Like, why?
They're so
happy.
Well,
I just had a freaking procedure, maybe.
No patience. They are living it up so much so.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm like, as soon as something hits my stomach, I'm like, I got to go crap again. Oh, no. So I go to the bathroom, do what needs to be done. I come back out, and just to be funny, they've switched places at the table. So I'm like, very slowly trying to do the math of who used to be sitting where, and why does everything at the table look differently? And I'm like, you guys switch places, you jerks.
Yeah, I don't know why you would think that would be the crowd that would have
Kristen,
any kind of sensitivity for you.
This woman walked in with her children.
No.
And I go,
please say she said, are you Jen from I'm Mom's Home?
Nope, she didn't. It's worse than that. She walked in and I go, oh, I know her. And Britt was like, you don't know her. And I'm like, no, I do. That's your friend Ari's grandma.
Oh, no.
And Britt goes, he looks at me, goes, that's not her grandma.
Don't call her grandma. She's got an 8-year-old next
to her. Oh, my God, no. Delilah and Dash are like, no. I go, you guys, I know who that is.
Oh, no.
And I turn around and I go,
yours, grandma.
Yeah. Yeah. And she goes, no, kind of sadly, but I hope she's nice. I'm like, she's fucking great. She's so great. Can we please go home, Britt? And like, I do the math. I like figured it out. Like,
woman is like, someone called me a grandma today.
I am so sorry. I want you to know that you just were wearing an outfit I'd seen her wear before. That was where the math in my head went to. And you don't look anything like a grandmother. And I'm sorry. And I was immediately put to bed and took a nice napsy after that. And I
did.
I did. And I'm
that's
like,
what everybody says. You're supposed to like take it easy. I just took it easy. You went with your family to sushi.
Like, on this day, I get to like take it easy. And I did. And it was great. And I survived.
How long was your nappy?
Probably like 2 hours.
Oh,
it was wonderful. Oh. So go get your colonoscopy and enjoy your nap afterwards. But do indeed get drive through because you don't want.
You're basically saying your food should be drive through and the liquid you drink pre-game should be drive-through.
Yeah,
basically. You know what I mean?
Yeah, good
like
summary.
Like fast and hard.
Yeah.
By the way, I love a good drive-through.
Same.
Ain't nobody going to shit on
that. I wasn't in my right. You plan out your meal that you want ahead of time. Have it ready in the car by the time they pick you up. Why not?
Can you give me a cornbread or cheese combo
You know
meal?
I will. Okay. With a Coke, you bet.
Yes.
You bet.
And I want regular Coke, not Diet Coke.
No, shit,
I will have
earned
you've
earned it. Yeah.
So we would like to give a special hot flash to our friend and big fan of I Mom So Hard, Sandy Seeley,
yes.
Who passed away. Jen often says that there are women in the world that like you emulate for all the right reasons. Like you want to be the woman that has the house that everybody wants to come to and have dinner. You want to be the house that like always has food ready, that has
shows up with the casserole.
Yeah, man. That knows how to deal with people or hurting or knows your birthday, knows. And that is who Sandy Seeley was. And she was a hairdresser and just a fiery personality who like literally sung our name from the rafters.
Fabulous queen. Would bring like
send us photographs that we would take on the internet. She would send us those made as a card.
Yep.
But then she would also send me a card that was like, hey, Kristen, I just had bladder surgery. I hope you're good.
So
but
sweet.
But in like font.
Yeah.
With a picture of like me and her and you from a show. And
she, was from Quad Cities. She would bring everyone from Queen's Parlor, her salon, out to the shows.
Sent us so much shampoo and conditioner, just took care of us. And
saw more of our shows than my own mother. She's that kind of mom.
100%. Yeah. And also her daughter, Amy, we want to give a big shout out and hug to her. And all the family and all the friends that know her because she was iconic for us. She's been there since the beginning. She followed us till the end, and we feel really, really lucky that we got to know her.
Yeah.
So big shout out to Sandy Seeley.
Big shout out to
She'd be
to
happy
Sandy.
About this conversation. She'd
Absolutely.
Be so into it.
You know what? Pretend that we are on a pontoon boat with a beer and a koozie. Cheers to you, Sandy.
Cheers to you, Sandy. Hey, I think we podcasted.
Pioneer.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.